This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The United States and Germany advised their nationals in Afghanistan to avoid traveling to Kabul airport on Saturday, citing security risks as thousands gathered trying to flee the country, with one official saying there is a threat from the Islamic State group. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss military operations, the official says small groups of Americans and possibly other civilians will be given specific instructions on what to do, including movement to transit points where they can be gathered up by the military. The changes come as the U.S. Embassy issued a new security warning Saturday, telling citizens not to travel to Kabul airport without individual instruction from a U.S. government representative. Officials declined to provide more specifics about the Islamic State group threat, but described it as significant. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two Palestinians, including a 13-year-old boy and an Israeli soldier, were seriously injured in cross-border fire along the Gaza border Saturday that wounded at least 39 other Palestinians. The violence broke out during protests organized by Gaza's Islamist rulers Hamas and other factions. Saturday's protest grew violent after dozens of people approached the fortified border fence and threw rocks toward Israeli soldiers from behind a black smokescreen. Israeli troops fired tear gas and live rounds towards the protesters. The violence was reminiscent of the weekly rallies organized by Gaza's Hamas rulers in 2018 and 2019 to draw attention to Israel's stifling blockade over the tiny seaside territory. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. New York City has been placed in a state of emergency, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Saturday, as storm preparations grew more urgent as the newly upgraded Hurricane Henri closed in on the northeastern United States. The storm's latest track put it on course to collide Sunday with a long stretch of coastline. Hurricane warnings extend from near the old whaling port of New Bedford, Massachusetts, across the luxurious oceanfront estates of New York's Hamptons to the summer getaway of Fire Island. New York hasn't had a direct hit from a major hurricane season storm since Superstorm Sandy wreaked havoc in 2012. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo declared a state of emergency for parts of the state and urged people to heed the warnings.
Superstorm Sandy, which we all remember, was also a Category 1 when it hit New York State. So just to put it in perspective, how serious this is and how dangerous it is, remember Superstorm Sandy.
New England's last hurricane was in 1991 with Bob, which killed 17 people and caused more than $1.5 billion damage. Aid packages were handed out Saturday to displaced families camping at a football field in the Haitian city of Lakai following last week's devastating earthquake. The parcels containing food and sanitary items were distributed to those left homeless in the aftermath of the 7.2 magnitude quake. The disaster, which hit the southwest of Haiti the hardest, killed nearly 2,200 people, injured more than 12,000, and destroyed or damaged more than 10,000 homes. Thousands of people demonstrated across France again Saturday to protest a new law that requires proof of vaccination or of a negative COVID test to enter cinemas, bars, restaurants, or long-distance trains. In Paris, people held banners reading Liberty or Macron, we don't want your pass. The government insists the pass is necessary to prevent a fourth wave of COVID infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. France reported 2,106 people in intensive care from COVID-19 Saturday and 68 COVID deaths in the previous 24 hours. Vandals have stolen a cross from outside a church in northern Israel where Christians believe Jesus performed the miracle of the loaves and fishes. In 2015, vandals burned and left behind Hebrew graffiti inside the church, built on the spot where Jesus is said to have fed multitudes by multiplying loaves and fishes. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA.